on now at 10:38. Welcome to the Weekend Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? In just a moment, you'll meet the stars of Hamlet, Chicago Shakespeare Theater. We've got the opening of Lyric Opera's West Side Story that's just taken place. We're going to tell you about that next week. But I want to tell you just real quickly about a world premiere that took place at the Paramount Theater in Aurora this past Friday night. They are famous at the Paramount, winning award after award for their top-notch revivals there. But this is the first time that they have done a world premiere. And it is an adaptation of the old movie August Rush from 2007 about this young musical prodigy who was orphaned as a baby and now is 11 years old. He's determined to find his birth parents. August Rush, the musical now, that is obviously, you know, has its sights set on Broadway. But I have to be honest about this, that in its current state, I'm really not sure that if it's ready to do that. It's a very modestly produced show, very minimalistic in many ways, including with its set. There's no orchestra for the show. Seems odd for the musical, but all the actors play their own instruments, which is very interesting while they're singing and performing. There's no intermission in the show. It's about 90 minutes long. But the show is maybe a little too stylized for its own good, rather than sort of a traditional storytelling of this show that really should, to me, should have touched my heart a little bit more than I think that this one did. It's a story about a kid trying to find his parents. Who doesn't, you know, want to root for that or get your heart touched by something like that? And I think that while the performances here are powerful, there is just a lot in the show that's confusing and skimmed over and rushed. Some things, frankly, just don't even make any sense. So I'm not sure that this is quite ready to go to New York yet. I will say that, with, as is the case with most world premieres, they make tweets every day, maybe more than that. So I would guess that as this show goes on, they're going to tweak and change and tweak and change, and I hope that that's what's happening, because there sure is a lot of potential for this show. It's at the Paramount in Aurora through June the 2nd, if you're interested in checking that out. In the meantime,
wait till you hear what Dean says about Hamlet. Wow.
We're right here.
It would not be the first time that I've given a review right to the
your, your two guests have just, I don't even see them. They have slumped right down so far they, under the
wait a minute,
console.
Palms wait a minute.
Sweating.
Wait a minute. They were here a minute ago.
I mean, they walked in during the break and everybody's shaking hands and fist bumping. And now
right. And then
they
Dean
are
starts
like,
talking.
Yeah. And they're like, can we? They're looking at their PR woman, can we get the hell out of
and
here right
he
now?
Talking. Well,
wow.
I haven't seen Hamlet.
How'd you feel
Chicago
about Ishtar?
I have not wow seen Hamlet at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater yet, so you're safe.
for now.
With that. But I'm happy that you're here because, you know, Chicago Shakespeare Theater.
You can tweak Hamlet.
We're still tweaking it.
You're still
sure,
tweaking.
You know, I actually do have that question that, you know, that actors get notes every day, right?
Yeah.
About, you know, let's do this and change that.
Sure.
But Shakespeare's work is so classic, and it seems like cut in stone. Mm. How do you change anything in a Shakespeare play?
Well, I don't think you really
Well, you know what?
Why don't you introduce them?
I should probably introduce both of them.
After that scathing review, Dean, you're all flustered.
Maurice Jones plays Hamlet in the production that's playing right now, and Sean Alan Krill is in the show, and your role is
Horatio
in the show as well. Yeah. So thank you both for being
absolutely
here.
Thanks
thank
for having us
today. But do they make changes every day?
We do make certain tweaks and changes to it, but I think these plays are so big and so timely and timeless that the idea of needing to change it is quite moot. What we do aim to do is update it in a really wonderful and relevant way. Our production takes place in 2019, and it's a story that was written centuries ago, but it's still prevalent and rings true today, and we just try to seek to make that connection with today's audiences. So we've made some judicious cuts As you know, Shakespeare can tend to run long, certainly a play like this, but we tried to streamline the story and the action to make it as efficiently told as possible. We're in modern dress. A lot of modern sensibilities are going on in the show. So that's really what we aim to do with our adaptation that we've worked on with Barbara Gaines, the artistic director and our director of this production. But the idea of changing Shakespeare, I don't really think you're going to get too far with it because it's just too good and you don't really need to do too much of that.
Yeah. Talk to me, Sean, a little bit about why something which is hundreds of years old still is timeless and still is relevant to today's audiences.
Well, I think, you know, Hamlet is, to me, as Horatio, I do a lot of watching, a lot of observing, and I'm privy to a lot of the same information that Hamlet is in this story. And this show, in my opinion, is about grief and loss and betrayal and perhaps the correct and the incorrect ways of dealing with that, and the consequences of those decisions that you make. And I think that those are, you know, those are timeless themes that pretty much anyone can relate to. And Shakespeare wrote about it beautifully at a time when people weren't writing about that. And that's why I think this story has prevailed and it is still so relevant today.
Every time I see a Shakespeare play or read some Shakespeare these days, it's always rather amazing to me how Shakespeare had his finger on the human condition.
Of course. Of course.
And wrote about it, you know, well before any of us were born.
Yeah, he really had a wonderful sense into the universality of man and of the world. Every play that he's written, every theme that he touches on is something that will never go away, that will never die, that will never not be relevant or important. I think that's why he is the most produced playwright in the history of the world and will continue to be, and why wonderful actors will clamor to do as many of his productions as they can, because they will always relate and they will always touch somebody and they will always mean something to someone at the time that they're being done. He was wonderfully prescient in that way, and it's an honor and a privilege and a joy mm-hmm. to tackle this role. This is my first production of Hamlet. I've done quite a few Shakespeare's, but never this one. certainly the pinnacle, that's for sure.
And you sort of came in on this at the last minute a little bit, too,
I did,
right?
Yeah. Well, I was cast in a different role in the production, and then our actor, who was cast as Hamlet, sort of at the last minute had a scheduling controversy or difficulty, I should say, and had to withdraw from the production. And I got an early morning phone call from Barbara, our director, asking me if I wanted to step into the role. I immediately threw my phone across the room because that scared me to
no end.
Did
she ask you to be or not to be? And then you said,
that's
I will be.
That's exactly right.
I will be.
Well, you know, I honestly didn't tell her yes right away. I told her that I wasn't sure and that I hadn't really studied
just like Hamlet
play
would.
In that way. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very, very insecure and unsure in that way. And so they flew me out here for the weekend, and I sat down with her and read the play over and over three or four times. And the day after that, I, as terrified as I was, I said yes. And here we are right now. And I'm really proud and pleased with this production. I think that they've assembled a wonderful company of actors, and Barbara is a heck of a director, and she knows her Shakespeare, and she knows her storytelling. And I think the audiences have been pleased and riveted and engaged and interested, which is all we can really hope for as actors telling what often can feel like a foreign language, that we've made it accessible and understandable and relevant. And that's doing our job.
I've talked to a lot of actors who have said of doing Hamlet that it was the most difficult acting job that they've ever done. Is that the case with you, Mark?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Why is that?
Well, my goodness, it's the most lines that Shakespeare has given to any character in all of his plays, and there's dozens of them, but it's a play of a certain breadth and depth and length, and it's one that is relentlessly happening to Hamlet. Life does not stop coming at him full speed, and it requires such a deep concentration and a focus and a willingness to jump boldly into this abyss of unknown emotion and feeling. As Sean pointed out, it is a play about grief, and you really have to touch on the center and the heart of that as the engine of the play in order to make it go. And it's a dark place to go. You know, we start our production with Hamlet knelt in tears at his father's grave. And that's the first 10 seconds of the play.
Right.
And it just skyrockets from there. And so it's such a feat of courage and will and verbal and vocal dexterity. You may hear my voice is a little raspy now because it's a lot of words, and it's a lot of them said very loudly.
So you must love being here after two shows yesterday.
Two more coming up today. Nowhere else I'd rather be than up in
Why in the world
right
did I agree
now
to do this?
And he doesn't even like August Rush.
So true.
Sean, what's it like for you and the other actors, you know, kind of revolving around this center of the universe?
I mean, I feel so fortunate to revolve around this guy playing Hamlet. I mean, he's incredible. It's been a really, really wonderful journey because it's to be the sort of satellite of the person that is grieving and to do everything that you can to help, and yet you're working within the parameters of what Shakespeare wrote, and doing Shakespeare is one of the greatest things you can do as an actor. So it's extremely fulfilling, and I love playing the sort of wingman to to this.
And we
character.
Were talking earlier about, you know, I remember being in high school, my teacher gave us this paper that had all these phrases that we had always heard about that we use in everyday. Everybody thinks Shakespeare is so hoity-toity.
Sure.
He coined so many phrases. There's the rub, the play's the thing, and we talked before, there's a lot of in Hamlet.
So many.
These phrases that no one ever used before that we use even today.
Yeah, not only are there those popular and famous phrases that we use today, but this play is filled with so many famous lines and speeches, so much so that it can be quite daunting or at times frustrating when, you know, I'll turn downstage and I begin to be or not to be, and you hear a dozen people saying the next line with an earshot of me. And you
that
know,
may be the most famous line in theater.
I have to think that it is.
The most memorable or the most...
It is. And, you know, that's one of the things that thrills me and stuns me about this play is that people who do not know Shakespeare at all, don't know the theater, don't know Hamlet, they know To Be or Not to Be. And on one hand, that's really interesting, but it's also daunting because you know that you're about to deliver this line that everyone is waiting for and that everyone knows is going to say along.
Does it change on a night? Like, do you feel something different? Does that line read change for you a lot?
It does. It does. It changes as the beginning of the play changes each night. You know, theater is a living, breathing thing, and scenes that lead up to that change and adapt and mutate in beautiful ways. Sometimes they affect me greater, sometimes they affect Sean greater. And the sum of those parts which lead me to the discovery of that line affects the playing of that speech. Sometimes it's much more contemplative, sometimes it's significantly more explosive. But I hope that it is always true and that it is always honest for Hamlet in that moment. This sudden realization that the struggle that he's been dealing with, the inactiveness in him, the indecision, the grief, the burden of it all is really wound up and tied up in this notion and this question of, do I want to be here or not? Is that what's paralyzing me? Is that what's going to propel me forward? It's a wonderfully written speech, I have to say.
And it's a feel good.
It's you know, it's a nice feel good popcorn day at the theater.
Yeah. You quoted it earlier in the show. You said, alas, poor Yorick.
There it is. Which is a beautiful, beautiful moment as Hamlet is physically and literally confronting mortality, holding a skull of a man who used to rear him up when he was a child. Right. It's a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
It's very harrowing, and Shakespeare really wrote the heck out of this thing.
He sure did. We're going to hear a little of it. They're going to do a little quick little scene for us. When we come back from the break, during the commercial, feel free to completely ignore Jim, because he's going to try to talk Shakespeare with you guys.
Okay.
I'm a fellow Shakespearean actor as well. You're going to get a lot of that during the break. It's 10:53 WGN. It is 10:56. So this is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Christian Bale talks with me one-on-one coming up in our next half hour. The Dark Knight himself, Oscar winner Christian Bale, was in town this week. with a charity that is close to his heart, the SOS Children's Village, an organization that works to keep foster children of the same family in the same foster family. And Christian is very, very involved in that. We'll get into that coming up after 11 o'clock. But we've got two of the stars of Hamlet currently at the Shakespeare Theater in Chicago, Maurice Jones, who is Hamlet in the show, and Sean Alan Krill. And what are you going to do for us? What little scene are you going to do for us this morning?
Well, this is early on in the play, and Horatio has gone to the sort of battlements of the castle and has seen the ghost of Hamlet's father. And this is a scene where he comes in and has the daunting task of telling him that he may very well be able to meet his father again. So that's what happens here.
Sean Alan Krill and Maurice Jones, take it away.
Hail to your lordship.
I'm glad to see thee well. Horatio, or I do forget myself.
Hey, Wittenberg, what? Oh, the same, my lord, and your poor servant ever.
Sir, my good friend. But what make you from Wittenberg, Horatio?
Truant disposition, good my lord.
Oh, I know you are no truant, but what is your affair in Elsinore? We'll teach you to drink deep ere you depart.
My lord, I came to see your father's funeral.
I pray thee, do not mock me, fellow student. I think it was to see my mother's wedding.
Indeed, my lord. It followed hard upon.
Thrift, thrift, Horatio. The funeral baked meats did coldly furnish forth the marriage tables. Would I had met my dearest foe in heaven ere I had ever seen that day, Horatio. My father. Methinks I see my father.
Oh, where, my lord?
In my mind's eye, Horatio.
He was a goodly king.
He was a man. Take him for all in all. I shall not look upon his like again.
My lord, I think I saw him yesternight.
Saw who?
My lord, the king, your father.
The king, my father?
Season your apprehension for a while with an attentive ear till I may deliver this marvel to you.
For heaven's love, let me hear.
Two nights together had these gentlemen, Marcellus and Bernardo, on their watch in the dead waste and middle of the night, been thus encountered. A figure, like your father, appeared before them. This to me in dreadful secrecy in part they did, and I with them the third night kept the watch. The apparition came. I knew your father. These hands are not more like.
But where was this?
On the platform where we watched.
Did you not speak to it?
My lord, I did, but answer made it none. Yet once methought it lifted its head as it would speak and vanished from our sight.
'Tis very strange.
As I do live, my honored lord, 'tis true.
I'll watch tonight. Perchance to walk again.
I warrant it will.
So fare you well.
Our duty to your honor.
Your love as mine to you. So fare you well.
That's fantastic. Hey. Really fantastic.
Cool, man. Very cool.
That was great.
Yeah, be sure to come and check it out. We play till June 9th.
Yeah.
Right there, the Navy Pier, Chicago Shakespeare Theater. It's a terrific show. And bring your kids.
Yeah, chicagoshakes.org if you want to get more information and tickets. Guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thank you very much.
Sean Alan Krill and Maurice Jones this morning on our Weekend Theater segment. It's really beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. A quick break and we'll update news next, WGN.